It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener-interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Real Estate. I'm Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and along with my fellow brokers, stand ready to help meet all of your real estate related needs. I have a very special guest in the studio with me today who I'll be introducing shortly. We'll also be offering you a bunch of useful information during today's show, and you can also check out our website if you need more detailed information or if you wish to meet with someone to discuss your own real estate interests. Go to www.sfrp.com, that's SantaFeRealtyPartners.com, and click on the radio show icon for answers to all of your questions. Last week was our first broadcast of the show, and I want to thank the scores of listeners who got back to us following the program with their very kind messages. We appreciate the sentiment and pledge to you that we'll work hard each week to bring you the very best real estate information along with some compelling commentary. And talk about compelling commentary, I want to share something with you, but first, I want to make sure that you're sitting down to hear this. I'll give you a second. Last week, it was reported by U.S. News and World Report that research predicts that Santa Fe will be among the top 10 housing markets over the next decade. Now, to be sure, this one report alone doesn't mean that overnight the real estate market is going to magically return to the way it was, say, 3 years ago. But the news does offer a positive tip of the hat in the direction of an economic recovery for our city. So stay tuned. So join us in the conversation by calling All Things Real Estate on Talk 1260 KTRC at 505-473-5722, or you can email me with your questions and comments at rpost@sfrp.com. As always, we start the show with a little segment called The State of the Market. And right now I have Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate, on the line with me. Good morning, Andrew. I think we're going to be getting a couple of minutes of condo news from you today. How are you?
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Doing fine.
I thought I'd talk about condos real quickly because they are a critical part of the Santa Fe real estate scene. You know, what they are, for example, they are part individual ownership and part ownership by a homeowner's association. And, you know, why do we see them in Santa Fe? Quick answer is for land use. Our land use is set up so that for a single-family residence, you need more land around that unit. Condos are set up more often than not to take advantage of changes are ways to get around that. The critical issues for condos are the homeowners association. For a condo to be FHA certified, and that means eligible for an FHA loan, the HOA has to be in control. There have to be 90% of the condominiums complete and sold, the condominium units. And 51% need to be owner-occupied. And no single unit can be owned by more than 10, by one per, no, 10, no single individual can own more than 10% of the units. So that's FHA. Now, in Fannie Mae, which is the usual conventional loan, there is such a thing as a limited review. And given that the Homeowners Association has been turned over and operating, they generally will go along with condominiums. However, the reason I'm bringing it up today is the condos have fallen out of favor recently. Not in our market as much as in distressed markets where condominiums have suffered mightily under foreclosures, where you depend upon a homeowners association to take care of the outside of the condominium units. And certain numbers of the units have been foreclosed upon and are no longer paying into the homeowners association. You have a problem. And this brings up the scrutiny of lenders. You know, they're looking at them much more carefully. on top of which the city of Los Angeles passed a law outlawing a right of first refusal. The right of first refusal was instituted by a lot of condo organizations in order to keep the values up, not to keep certain people out. So lenders are looking for a clean homeowners association and certain things when they pass upon the viability of a loan to a condominium. One of the other things that has changed is that it used to be that the condo association bought the insurance for the whole for the unit. And now the Fannie Mae rules are that the condo, each individual condo, has to be insured 20% of the value for the interior of the condo. As you know, the homeowner owns from the center of the wall inward. The homeowners association owns from the center of the wall outward. And now Fannie Mae is looking at that. On top of which, Fannie Mae looks at the homeowners, the way it's constituted. And so one of the things that you should look at when you're looking at a condominium association is how recently the charter has been updated. So, you know, it's not to say that it's something negative. It's just something that we need to watch out for as we're looking at buying or selling condominiums.
Absolutely. And we actually talked last week about homeowners associations and how people need to be very familiar with the reserves of a homeowner association, the bylaws of that particular association, and there are a lot of details that are important to whether you're buying a house that is in a homeowner's association or a condominium. Listen, Andrew, thanks, as always, for your very useful information. I'm sure the listeners benefited from it, and I will talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. I'd like to now introduce my very special guest who's in the studio with us today. We're privileged, very privileged, to have Steve Wells with us. Steve is the president and the chief administrative officer of Los Alamos National Bank, and he's held that position since 1994. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ray. I appreciate you having me.
Well, we appreciate you driving all the way up from Los Alamos with your wife today. Steve told me that his lovely wife, who I just met, told him, you know, I'm delighted you're on this radio show today, Steve, honey, but we're going to be taking our hike this morning like we normally do. So that was first order of business, and I'm just delighted you didn't trip and fall and not make it here.
Yeah, I was a little worried about the weather at first, but it's cleared up nicely.
Well, listen, we are delighted to have you, and with all full disclosure, Los Alamos National Bank is one of our primary sponsors of all things real estate. We're delighted to have you on board, and we're looking forward to many years of a relationship together. There are so many things we need to talk about today, both large and small, macro, but we really want to spend a lot of time, and you and I spoke about this early on, focusing on how the banking industry is important to the guy out there that wants to get a loan. So we'll talk about that. But I think maybe the way to frame this is to talk a little bit about yourself for a couple of minutes and then about Los Alamos National Bank, and then we can move to some more general issues. Steve, you're a local New Mexican, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a native New Mexican. Lived all my life in New Mexico. I've lived all over the state. My dad was an accountant for a home builder, so everywhere they built houses, we moved. I've lived in Roswell, Clovis, Portales, Albuquerque, Española, Los Alamos, White Rock. So I've been around and seen a lot of the state, and I ended up in this place because this is where I like it best, in the center of New Mexico.
And you've actually been with Los Alamos National Bank. I think you told me that in an original iteration of the Bank of Los Alamos, which then, am I correct, did it morph into Los Alamos?
Yeah, well, no, actually, I got out of college from Eastern New Mexico University, went back to my old stomping grounds in Portales, and got out of school and started a small business in Los Alamos. Did that for a couple of years, but prior to that whole run in that business, I decided that a husband and a wife shouldn't eat out of the same business too much. So it's going to be a little bit tough. I know it's a lot harder for small business owners out there than I ever knew it was. So I started with a small bank and started from the ground up as a teller, a bookkeeper, you know, did everything, and eventually became president of that bank. That bank, actually, they wanted to sell that bank and do some other things with it. So at a young age, I decided I better get on the board with some bank that plans to be there for a while. And so I moved over to Los Alamos National Bank in 1985. Mm-hmm. And it's clearly, besides having a kid and marrying my wife, probably the next best decision I've made.
Well, and one of the reasons why we're delighted to have Los Alamos National Bank as one of our sponsors is because of the reputation you guys have. I mean, this is your opportunity, sort of your opportunity to toot your horn a little bit about the bank. But I think the evidence is there. First of all, we know of all the awards that the bank has received. You and I were talking about before the show started that you were actually the recipient of the Malcolm Baldrige Award, the former Secretary of Commerce, and this is an incredibly important award that you received in the 2000, I believe you said.
Yeah, they were quite proud that we're the only bank in the nation that's ever won that award.
Well, it's that is significant, and since then you have received other designations, one of the best places to work, a significant green designation, is that correct?
That's correct. We were Green Business of the Year this year in Santa Fe, and best place to work from the Mexico Business Weekly provided that to us, and as well as best of Santa Fe 2 years in a row.
Mm-hmm. Now, everyone who's out there listening is saying, well, that's terrific, and we're excited for you guys, and those are beautiful plaques up on the wall. But what does that mean to me, the man or the woman, the small business owner, or the person that's looking for a home mortgage or just a good good relationship with a bank? What does it mean to me that you have all these awards, that you have been designated and recognized in such fashion? What does it mean to the average New Mexican?
Well, I think what it really means is that we're a company, an organization, who is trying to get better at what it does every day. Those are just mile markers along the way. They serve to give us a message that we're on the right path and we're doing something right. The real measure for us is do customers come in our doors? Do they inquire with loans for us? Do they have confidence in the advice we give them? Are we priced strong enough to attract them? And do we have their best interest in mind?
Mm-hmm.
We find that our success is a mirror of the community's success. And we're truly a community bank. And if the communities we're in aren't successful, then we will not be successful.
Well, excellent point. I want to remind everyone out there, if you want to take part in this conversation with Steve Wells, the president of Los Alamos National Bank, to please call us here on All Things Real Estate. Give us a jingle at 505-473-5722. Or you can email me with your comments or questions at rpost@sfrp.com. I actually, on that point, did receive just now, Steve, a question. And these are going to be questions all over the landscape, and we want people to ask these. This is right down what I was talking about. Here's William. I'm having a hard time qualifying for a mortgage because my credit score isn't as high as the bank would like. Any suggestions on what I can do? Now, you probably hear that all the time.
Yeah, I do. And, I think first thing is find out why your credit score isn't high and start to correct that. It may take some time. I mean, things don't get corrected overnight on a credit score, but you need to at least solve that problem and what that issue is. It can be something's filed wrong on your credit report.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's as clear as somebody getting their information correct. Other times it's potential that you have maybe an old credit piece out there that needs to be rectified. Get with a creditor, determine how you get that rectified.
Mm-hmm.
Solved by the subscriber is a great thing to show on your credit report because it actually will help your credit points. The other thing is find a lender. I think a close relationship with a banker or the bank that you're banking at, you need to meet somebody there and develop a relationship. Banks can do portfolio loans, too. And many times we've done portfolio loans.
Now, talk a little bit about that. That may not be understood
by
everybody.
Typically, a commercial bank will make a mortgage loan, a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage loan, and they can't hold that in their portfolio because of the interest rate risk. That's actually what led to the savings and loan debacle in the 80s, is that they were holding on to these 30-year loans, and they were financing them with 6-month CDs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the prices of CDs went up to 15%, and the loans didn't, and they ended up in an upside-down situation. So banks that want to make loans are actually on 30-year fixed rates can't really hold those in their portfolio. However, a bank that has a relationship with a customer and understands the customer's situation can make a loan, a 2-year, a 5-year loan where the interest rate risk might not be so high, hold that in their portfolio. After it's been seasoned, which is the 2-year period that Fannie Mae is looking for, the bank has an option to sell that to Fannie Mae.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it meets the criteria, the loan to values, the credit scores at that time. So there's a potential of getting a loan while you need it today, and actually you may not be in the interest rate you're going to finally end up in 2 years or 3 years, but the key is getting the loan.
Right.
Being in the home for 2 years is a lot better than trying to get your credit report corrected for 2 years.
Absolutely good counsel. I tell you what, Gino Thompson, my producer, I think we'll take a little break here just for a couple of minutes. So please stay tuned to All Things Real Estate. Join us in just a minute. Come on back. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate right here on Talk 1260 KTRC. I'm joined today by my special guest, the president of Los Alamos National Bank, Steve Wells, and we are already kicking off a conversation about the bank, his background, and what the bank offers to its customers. But I wanted to sort of go back in a more macro way for a moment, Steve. You know, the banking industry has been in the news since the big meltdown last October. And that was due to the whole subprime mortgage situation. We don't want to talk about stuff that people have been reading about and hearing about for over and over and over again. But my simple question to you is, that happened. It changed everything. The real estate market went down significantly. We are now starting to come back. But what did that whole episode mean to you, Los Alamos National Bank, and most importantly, your customers?
Well, obviously, I think it's very clear the word banking has changed a lot. I mean, what happened in October was a lot of things that weren't banks. I mean, we're talking about investment houses. We're talking about different things than community banks. So from that, I think the effect on us locally really was is it drug us into an argument that really wasn't our argument. We weren't involved in subprime lending, but we are a real estate lender. And when you're a real estate lender and the real estate markets are affected like they were, we become
Bienvenidos to Maris
situation, and we've got to find a solution. So we've done everything we can to try to mitigate those effects on us. You know, work with borrowers. You know, look at people who are in the real estate industry or in a difficult leveraged position in an economy that might be retracting a little bit, and try to position them properly.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think, Gino, I'm hearing some legal music on the horizon. Am I correct? Am my ears not lying to me? Is there something there? Yes, there is. You know, it's time once again for our legal topic of the week, brought to us by the Reuben Katz Law Firm. The topic this week speaks to the property right known as an easement and is offered to us by that, as he calls himself, the legal lion of Santa Fe real estate law, Leonard Katz, and I think that's an absolutely apt description. Everyone's familiar with ownership of property when you receive a deed. An easement is a different kind of property right that allows a certain use of property owned by another. The most common type of easement is one for access. If you attend an open house today, and a lot of you out there will be doing that, and you leave a public street onto a road that leads to the event, an easement may actually provide the legal right to use that road to access the property. Easements can also provide access to utility services such as water, sewer, gas, electric, and telephone lines. So obviously, easements are critical to the use and enjoyment of a property. Another type of easement allows for the right to maintain encroachments of something built on one property but extending onto another, such as fences, walls, and in some cases, actual structures. A trail for pedestrian or equestrian use is also an easement. And in New Mexico, easements for solar rights allow direct access to the sun for use in solar energy collectors. Although an easement is a benefit to the easement user, it is a burden and restriction upon the property that is subject to its use. With some easements, such as a road or trail, the use of the easement can be shared by both the benefited and the burdened property. And this can create some problems. For instance, in the case of underground utility lines, although the burdened property owner may be able to use the surface above the lines to construct a fence, the easement holder can remove the fence to make repairs to the underground utility lines. Easements are generally created in a recorded document. However, easements can also be created without a document in circumstances which the easement in which the easement is implied or where property has been used continuously and uninterrupted for at least 10 years in an open and adverse manner, and this is known as a prescriptive easement. Unless an easement for access is created in one of these ways, a tract of land can be landlocked in New Mexico. Title insurance will list recorded easements for that affected property when being purchased, and will also ensure property, general access to that property. But in specific access, if that's needed or an easement is critical, then special title insurance coverage should be explored. So it's clear that easements significantly affect the use and value of property and should always be carefully reviewed. I want to thank Leonard Katz for providing us with an excellent legal topic of the week. And if you have your own legal questions regarding easements, please go to our website, www.santafe.realty.partners.com. Click on the radio show icon and then go right to the Reuben Katz Law Firm logo. Steve Wells, the president of Los Alamos National Bank, you were describing in the last segment a little bit of the overview issue associated with the meltdown we had in the subprime market. That sort of leads me to another issue. As a result of that meltdown, we're seeing an increase, thank goodness not as much here in New Mexico as other parts of the country, but an increase in foreclosures and short sales. How has that impacted on the business that Los Alamos National Bank is doing?
Yeah, we see the same thing. I mean, the real estate markets are far-reaching, and when you have changes in confidence and changes in values, you're gonna experience situations that are difficult for homeowners as well as people who are trying to sell their home or buy homes. New Mexico ranks 29th in foreclosures in the nation, so we actually are doing quite well compared to the rest of the nation. I think 10 states account for 75% of the foreclosures out there. So New Mexico is not one of those. However, lenders, I think, are being aggressive in terms and aggressive in the sense of solving problems. The last thing a banker wants, the last resort we have in our toolbox is foreclosure.
Mm-hmm.
And so if anybody is facing that kind of scenario, I encourage them to talk with their lender. The lender wants to try to see if there's a buyer out there at a value that they can swallow, mm-hmm. and that they can deal with, as well as the borrower can deal with. And if there is a way to make a deal happen, banks are in a position today where they want to make a deal happen.
Yeah, you don't want to be sitting on property. That's not the business you're in.
We're not in the real estate business.
Yeah.
Our business is money, not real estate.
Absolutely. And I think maybe just for the listeners out there that are afraid, a lot of people wait until it's almost too late. And this is basically the message you're delivering, is don't get to that point,
right?
Because when you reach a certain point, there may not be any turning back to help you. Is that correct?
Yeah. And what I see typically year after year after year is a borrower who starts to experience some difficulties is embarrassed,
mm-hmm.
and treats it with a little bit of denial and doesn't return a phone call from a lender, or doesn't even want to be proactive and have that face-to-face meeting. I'm going to tell you that is the first solution that needs to be had, is establish a communication rapport with whoever it is in that financial institution that can help you. That is the first prescription for actually finding a good solution.
Have you, because, and again, we're very fortunate here in New Mexico generally that we don't look at foreclosures and short sales like other places in the country are seeing them in such large numbers, but has this, the reality, required you and your senior management to maybe talk to the people on the front line in Los Alamos National Bank about how they can anticipate this anxiety on the part of a borrower and the lack of willingness to come forward? And does it need a little bit more sort of fuzzy kind of relationship?
I think the key is we've been in the people business forever, and I think when you know your customers and clients are under more economic pressure, the last thing you need to do is put them under more economic pressure.
Right.
You need to be able to be empathetic and understand what they're going through, try to get your hands around it, and then put yourself in a position of, what would I do if
mm-hmm.
this is me?
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of times like that, we can come up with some good solutions, or at least point people in the right direction where they can start to see some rays of sunlight in their economic future.
Excellent counsel. I'll tell you what, Gino, let's take another break right now here on All Things Real Estate. We're talking today with Mr. Steve Wells, who is the president of Los Alamos National Bank. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate here on Talk 1260 KTRC. My special guest in the studio today is Steve Wells, who is the president of Los Alamos National Bank. And we were talking last segment about some of the bad news. Let's get that out the door. I mean, we're, as I said to you during the break just now, we're not Pollyanna, but we're here to tell people that there are some excellent opportunities out there in real estate. You and I both chatted before the show began about the fact that inventory is high, prices are moderate. From your standpoint as an institution, rates for loans are at historic low levels. They go up and down a little bit, but let's talk a little bit Steve, about why Santa Fe and New Mexico generally is a place to be buying real estate.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a gal in my office who's doesn't have a home. She's been house-sitting for a couple years, and I spoke with her the other day, and I said, you know, there will never be a better time in your life right now than to buy a home. You've got rates that are at 50-year lows. I'm sure they've come up in the last couple weeks or so, but we're still below 6%. And when I bought my first home in the 80s, I paid over 10% for a mortgage. So I understand the world doesn't end when rates get to 10%, but you're at half that almost right now. And I think that opportunity's there. The other thing is you've got buyers who are extremely willing to make a deal happen. You've got realtors who are extremely interested in the interests of their clients and making sure a deal happens. You've got bankers who are interested in deals happening. I mean, you've got the stars aligned for a real estate market that is built for the buyer right now.
And one of the things, as you mentioned to me a minute ago, that's unique about New Mexico is the proportionate amount of government spending going
right
on here. And how does that impact
us? Well, you know, about half our GDP in New Mexico is government spending. So when the economies slow down, the one thing that hasn't slowed down in New Mexico is government spending. Fortunately, the government understands that they need to continue to stimulate the economy and keep jobs in place. So we're going to have about a 50% effect of what the rest of the nation is seeing in the recession. So we don't expect to see unemployment. That's why our unemployment's at 5.75% and the rest of the nation is at 8 or 9 or 10. We're actually going to be somewhat insulated because of the government spending in our state. The other things that are driving the right thing is got 300 days of sunshine a year. We've got really no traffic. I know you drive down Santa Fe sometimes, you complain, but the truth of the matter is you go to D.C., you go to San Francisco, you go to L.A., that's traffic. This is not traffic. We've got no pollution. We've got vistas that I'm looking at the Sangre de Cristo's at your window right here. And when you look at that, we're going to be on top of the list of places that are going to recover and where people want to move.
Right. Well, and Santa Fe in particular has had a reputation as being a second home destination. Back in the 80s, things changed a little bit, and now we're coming back. And as you know, Steve, I'm also a real estate broker back in Washington, D.C., and I have been successful in attracting people from the East to look at both second home purchases and retirement purchases here in New Mexico, even during this period of time. So you're absolutely right. And one other thing that I think is important for people to understand is that real estate brokers, like everybody else, try to find a cooperative relationship with those players in the process that can make a difference. So it's important to us as brokers to have a good relationship with a banker, to have a good relationship with an inspector and all the other folks, a title company and the like. So with Los Alamos National Bank, are you finding that that kind of relationship is something you guys work on all the time with real estate?
It's critical.
People?
It's absolutely critical. It's one of the reasons why we own a title company in our holding company is that we want to be able to make the transaction as seamless as possible from start to finish. That means a good realtor, a buyer who's informed, a seller who's informed, you know, whether it's attorneys or who it might be that you might need in the transaction. Having a cadre or a collection of people who get it and understand it and are working towards the same end, and that is to make a transaction work as well as it can.
Well, you've set up a little message I want to deliver to the listeners here, and I suspect that like most homeowners or renters, there comes a time when you need some expert advice or assistance with a problem that has occurred at your home or condo. Or maybe you've decided it's time to renovate, replace, or simply redesign something at the place you call home. If you find yourself in any of these circumstances, then what's most important to you is to identify the very best person or company that can help meet your needs. Just like Los Alamos National Bank, we've assembled some of the finest people in the business to help you with your own home needs and have placed them on our website under the heading of Real Estate Resources. And we're adding people and companies to this list every week. So help is just around the corner by going to www.sfrp.com, clicking on the radio show icon, and then heading over to the Real Estate Resources list of service providers. Steve Wells, president of Los Alamos National Bank, you guys are going to be opening up a new branch in Santa Fe soon, aren't you?
Yeah, we're really excited. It's coming out of the ground and standing up pretty high right now. It'll be a 15,000-foot facility on the corner of Vegas Verde and Sirius. Right in what I'd consider to be the new business corridor in Santa Fe. And it's going to be a gold LEED building, means it'll be built to the highest environmental standards out there. We're excited about that. and it'll be a full-service office. So we're looking forward to serving Southwest Santa Fe with that facility.
And just on that score, your business, I mean, Los Alamos National Bank, the name says where your corporate headquarters is located, but you really do work throughout northern New Mexico, right?
Yeah, we do. And let me give you a little experience of that real quick. We didn't even have an office in Santa Fe in 1999.
Wow.
But as real estate became more scarce in Los Alamos, more of our customers were living in Santa Fe, to the point where we had such a large customer base that we actually put an office in Santa Fe. That's gone so well, we've actually added a downtown office. And today, 10 years later, over half of our deposits are in Santa Fe rather than Los Alamos.
No kidding. And so that means increasing the size of your staff. When you open up this new office, are you going to be hiring new people here locally?
Oh, yeah. We'll be providing jobs locally. We obviously, one of the reasons we're best place to work is any opportunity to expand. We've got people that work in Los Alamos that live in Santa Fe. So we'll move those people, if they want to, let them work in Santa Fe and quit driving up and down the highway. A little bit more environmentally sensitive, too.
Mm-hmm.
But it will have job opportunities there as well, and we're certainly looking forward to creating some job stimulation in this economy.
Well, we all are happy with that, and I know the mayor, if he was listening to the show, would be standing up and clapping right now. I want to go back to something that, again, is sort of on the macro level. The chairman of the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, has talked a lot about confidence is the key, confidence is the key. And you alluded to it before, but I think for the average guy out there is, particularly with what happened last October and since then and the decline in the real estate market, but now we're coming back, people need to gain confidence again in not only the economy generally, but in their banking institutions and in real estate specifically. Talk a little bit about how you guys are trying to work with your customers in achieving that.
Well, confidence comes from you know, your input and your output. You know, if you're watching TV all day and all you're getting is some of the things that sell the sound bites and you're getting bad news all day, you start to believe it pretty soon. The realities are, if you just look around you a little bit and you look at that this is a place you want to live and you want a place that you call home here, there's opportunity on every corner, I think, right now. We're trying to put deals together. We're getting familiar with all the new rules and regulations that are coming down, and we're trying to find ways to make loans. I mean, we're actually a very interested lending party right now. If somebody walks in and says they need a loan, I mean, that's the front of the line for us.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want to help facilitate.
So tell me, and for the listeners, because we're all confused now. We're all overloaded with information, and the media, God bless them, and we're sort of part of the media too, but they need to get the message as well. I mean, one day you listen about how loan requirements have tightened up, how if you don't have perfect credit and you don't have all these things. Well, some of that was good, and that was a response to the subprime issue where everybody could get a loan no matter what their financial situation was. So we all agree it's better now. But a lot of people say they're afraid, actually, because they read these headlines that unless it's perfect, you can't get a loan. Set the record straight on this.
Well, I do think you need good credit. I mean, obviously, if you're a highly leveraged customer and you have poor credit or whatever, I mean, a lender's not going to really be interested in making a bad loan.
Mm-hmm.
But that's 95% of the customers have good credit,
right,
and have the ability to borrow. And the key is that confidence. Is there a need? Is there is there some place they go? I think a banker's going to be falling all over himself trying to find a way to get a good customer to borrow money today for a good purpose. I mean, a lot of the talk was, you know, banks and lenders got people into loans they couldn't afford.
Right.
That's the last thing a lender wants to do.
Yeah.
The thing a lender wants to do is find a person with a hope or a dream, something they'd like to make a reality, that has the ability to do it financially. And those two connections with a banker, and you're going to end up with a successful loan situation.
Excellent counsel. Gino, I think we'll take another break here on All Things Real Estate with my special guest here in the studio today, the president of Los Alamos National Bank, Steve Wells. Please come back in a minute.
Merci.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate right here on Talk 1260 KTRC with my special guest here in the studio today, Steve Wells, who is the president of Los Alamos National Bank. I want to encourage you, though, to make a visit to one of our other sponsors' locations. It's Stevens, a consignment gallery located at 2701 Cerrillos Road. You know, Stevens is a locally owned and well-known institution in Santa Fe with actually more than 26 years of experience offering some quality antiques, furniture, art, estate items, and accessories. And besides offering these unique items for purchase, Co-owner Stephen Etri and Glenn Smith offer estate, property, and art appraisal services and have gained a reputation as being Santa Fe's premier source for local and national interior decorators and set designers. We are proud indeed to have Stephen's, a consignment gallery, as one of the underwriters of all things real estate, and hope that when you are in need of quality antiques, art, estate items, or appraisal services, you'll visit them at 2701 Cerrillos Road. You can learn more about Stephen's by going to our website. Again, that's www.sfrp.com, clicking on the radio show icon to go right to them. And what I have right now is a opportunity to speak to a very good friend of mine who's a fellow broker at Santa Fe Realty Partners. I have Anna Marie Brown on the phone. And Anna Marie, good afternoon. I know you're sitting on an open house. How are you doing?
I'm just fine, Ray, and thank you so much for having me on.
Well, listen, we're excited to hear about this property. We're going to use the two-minute drill here, Anna Marie, and you are so good at this. You've got 2 minutes to sell me, Steve Wells, and all the listeners on this property. Tell me where it is and what's really special about
it. Put the pressure on me. This is located at 97 La Barbaria Road. This is off of Old Santa Fe Trail in the foothills, about 5 minutes behind Harry's Roadhouse. Ray, this is an exceptional and exquisite custom-built home by architect and builder J.J. Shapiro. It's in the most amazing, captivating mountain setting. Three-bedroom, three-bath, 3,400 square foot, five wood-burning fireplaces, full guest house, 2 years old, offered at $1,195,000. It's perfectly nestled in the mountains, creating stunning visual delights as you gaze upon the majestic mountain right in front of your eyes. This is a masterpiece in craftsmanship with every single imaginable detail, including energy-efficient, thick-walled rostra build. There are striking scallop latias and beams adorning the ceilings, honed warm-colored sandstone and murals, adding beauty and interest to the gourmet kitchen. Additionally, antique carved wooden double doors, uniquely beautiful chandeliers and designer light fixtures throughout, add an additional old-world charm to this two-year-old, one-of-a-kind mountain retreat. Spacious open floor plan invite gracious entertaining, opening out to intimate courtyards and portals, a private indoor-outdoor entry-attached guest house, which includes a living room, full living room, dining area, kitchen, bedroom, extra washer and dryer, wood-burning fireplace, and did I mention, as a bonus, there's a seasonal stream running with rapids through the lower portion of the property, Ray, with several Japanese-style bridges, seating areas, walking paths, and meditation areas. This is a must-see for your listeners, and it's only 5 minutes behind Harry's Roadhouse, nestled into the mountains, 15 minutes from the plaza, off of a paved road. It's absolutely stunning, and I want to see as many people as possible to come see me today.
Well, gosh, I'm excited about this, Anna Marie. I'm almost exhausted listening to you. There is so much about this property that's worth visiting. Now, you're going to be there from 1:30 to 4:30, right?
Yes, sir.
And listen, if anybody's out there driving around and they just heard about Anna Marie Brown's excellent explanation about this property and they want to actually go to Harry's Roadhouse and then stop by the property, they can do both of them, right?
Absolutely, and they can call me at 490-0086 if they need further instructions how to get there.
Well, terrific. Anna Marie, thanks so much. Good luck this afternoon. I hope you sell the house.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. So that was an enthusiastic
I've got a jumbo loan that'll fit that perfect.
I bet you know, everybody heard that. You should make sure you call Los Alamos National Bank. Don't ask for Steve Wells, though, because he's actually in the studio right now, but any one of your folks at the bank would be happy to help someone. Listen, we're getting down near the end of the show, Stephen. I want to maybe spend a couple of minutes chatting about some overview thoughts from your perspective. We've covered a lot, but there's so much more to cover as far as the story is concerned about Los Alamos National Bank, specifically the role that you're playing in providing good products to the people here of New Mexico. But if you wanted to give some counsel to folks today about developing a relationship with a bank and what they ought to be doing in this real estate market, what would those points be?
Well, I think key is I think one of the things that's valuable is a community bank. I mean, we're locally owned. We make our decisions here. So the people that work in our facility live in this community. We don't nickel and dime customers. And, you know, we're a big, small bank. We really have all the small bank feel, but we can make loans up to $25 million. As far as the confidence in the market today, if you believe this is going to go on like this forever, then you're sorely mistaken. I've seen so many rises and falls in markets over my years in banking that I look at all the opportunity I left on the table. In the 80s, you know, when the market crashed in October and went down 500-600 points in one day, the people that stayed in the market actually did very well. Mm-hmm. The same thing's true in this change that we're seeing in this recession. This recession is about 20 months into the longest recession we've had is 30 months, and that was back in the 1929.
I think that's just a pause for a moment. I think that's important for people to hear because that's a very, very significant statistic. We're already 20 months into what is typically a 30-month event.
Right.
So for anyone who's questioning, and I know it's hard out there if you've lost your job or maybe you know your income has been impacted or you're in some tough situation, as you pointed out, if you've lost your job, you're 100% unemployed.
So, right.
And that's a very good way of looking at it. However, the point is that we are coming near the end. There is some light at the end of the tunnel. And for those folks that are qualified and need or want to buy a house or a condominium, now's mm-hmm. the time to act, right?
Right. And when the water, you know, when the spigot gets turned on, water doesn't come out the other end of the hose right away.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the spigot's been turned on with the federal government. They've done everything they can possibly think of to do to try to stimulate this economy. Trillions and trillions of dollars are going to be put in this economy. That's going to have an effect. It may not be coming out the end of the hose where you're at right now, but I guarantee you that's going to have an effect. I think this is a perfect opportunity. If you are going to be, if you're renting today, if you're a potential home buyer, this 2-year window that we've been in for the last 20 months and still going, is going to be the perfect opportunity to buy a home.
And again, we talked earlier, and it's on the minds of a lot of people, and they hear about it every day. That interest rates are still at historic low levels. They've ticked up a little bit, but they probably are going to go back down or maintain that, you know, around 5%, thereabouts, 6% maybe. But even so, as you pointed out, when you bought a house about 20 years ago, you paid 10%. And I remember my parents, they were in that 18% range.
Yep.
So it still is just incredible. If you're waiting for rates to go down further, there's a good news, bad news story here, isn't there? As we recover, it's likely that interest rates will go up.
Correct.
And by the way, Mr. and Mrs. Listener out there, prices of homes will probably go up because that's the sign of economy improving. So there never could be a better time, correct?
Yeah. If you wait for the herd to decide that, real estate's a good buy now, as soon as everybody wants money, the rate's going to go up. And you're going to lose on that end of the equation. I think the person who recognizes it sooner right now, and we've had rates go up a little bit. They actually came down last week to about 530, about 30 basis points they came down. And, you know, I think this opportunity in here is just really the sweet spot in terms of where rates should be, where, you know, buyers should be with the prices of their homes. The confidence, I think, is certainly climbing, and then that's going to cause money to be more expensive.
I know you hate to do this, and I do too. Again, I'm a broker back in Washington, D.C. I have real estate clients there. And as you alluded to earlier, the traffic there compared to here is atrocious. I hate to go back to Washington to do business on one level because it's always such a nightmare. You're going back to Washington next week, aren't you?
Yeah, but I'll be riding the Metro.
Oh, okay. Well, you're a smart man. And are you going back for a bank-related event?
I'm actually on a board of the local Los Alamos Medical Center, and so I'm actually going back there to learn about the healthcare industry with Obama introducing his plan tomorrow. There'll be some interesting information to find out what's going to happen with healthcare.
And as a result of this conference, what will you come back with and do with that information?
Well, hopefully I'll get a chance to look a little bit at what's going on in their markets and the confidence that I see. But I actually hope to get a chance to talk to Udall and Bingaman and try to get some ideas.
Our two U.S. senators.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And see if I can't, surmise kind of what's in this store for New Mexico.
Mm-hmm. And while you're there, we talked about and lamenting the fact that the Nationals won't be playing in their brand new stadium. I'm sorry about that.
I know. I may have to go by and just look anyway.
Yeah, indeed. Well, Steve, any last thoughts? We're down to about a minute or so here on the show, and I just want to leave the listeners with a positive message from Los Alamos.
Well, one, I'd like to say thank you for putting this show together. I think information about this is certainly in everybody's mind in terms of what's going on. Hopefully, they can understand that communicating with your banker, communicating with your realtor, whatever, that communication is actually essential. Establishing a relationship that is a working relationship so that when times are great, it works well. But when times get difficult, it works well as well. Plus, the other message I would just send is I live in New Mexico because I think it's the most beautiful state in the Union. The vistas, the fresh air, the running streams behind houses and things like that, you don't get that anywhere else. Mm-hmm. And we need to tell just enough people to keep our home inventory where it needs to be.
Absolutely. And just a little more plug on your new branch you're going to be opening in Santa Fe. What's the date of that?
Yeah, it should be October. We'll have a grand opening event. Please look for it. We're looking forward to making a strong community investment. It'll be about a $10 million investment in Santa Fe. And it'll provide 30 jobs or 40 jobs, we think. And it'll give us a chance to service the southwest part of Santa Fe.
Well, very good. I want to thank my very special guest, Steve Wells, president of Los Alamos National Bank, for being with us today. And I want to send out a special shout-out to Kate and Jane at Santa Fe Realty Partners for all their heavy lifting in getting this show ready. And as always, I want to thank Gino Thompson, my producer, for keeping me on the straight and narrow. Thank you for tuning in today, and join us next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC. Until then, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.